皆さんこんにちは、菊池由美のポッドキャストです。今日は9月12日2006年、ニューヨークに来ています。ここはニューウォークというところですね。ハドソン川を渡ったところにありまして、今ウィリアム・ロドリゲスさんをこれからインタビューするところです。ウィリアムさんはご存知の通り、世界貿易センター北棟で生き残った最後の一人ですね。最後に北棟を脱出した方です。で、地下で 爆発音を聞き、それからビルが崩壊したという発言をしたことによって、911政府のコミッションレポートで証言者にもかかわらずその証言が省かれてしまった、そういう経験を持つ。そして今は911の犠牲者、その家族と一緒になって、真相究明運動の先頭に立たれている方です。ウィリアムです。
It's so good to have you here.
It's an honor and a privilege for finally meeting Yumi and the whole group. We have been emailing each other since I was in Venezuela.
Right, right.
So finally, it's really a surprise to see you over here.
Thank you very much for having me and having on to my show. It's a mic, and this is Mike
okay.
as well, and he has some questions.
Yes.
私は今日ここに週刊金曜日の記者である、鳴沢さんとも一緒に来ています。お昼を食べながらの、カジュアルなインタビューなんですけども、で鳴沢さんもいくつか質問があります。まだありますか？次の。
正確な技術は正解ですけど、最初の爆発を聞いたのは、それから追悼する前ですね。
I want to make sure that you heard the explosion before the airplane hit the World Trade.
It is, and it is very well documented. Even when I was pulled from the rubble on 9/11, I talked about it internationally, and my story has never changed. I said there was an initial explosion on the basement prior the plane hitting the top of the building. Two different events separated by seconds, and what I believe was that they set up a charge on the basement to weaken the foundation of the building to make it fall the way it did.
それは私がちょうどね、瓦礫の中から救出された時にもテレビ局にも最初に言ったことですけども、飛行機が激突する前に爆発音をしました。でその後飛行機がぶつかった。で今思うには、爆薬が地下に仕掛けられていて、ビルを破壊するための工作が行われていたというふうに思います。
My story has never changed. It's been the same.
From day one,
it got more stronger because since I continued saying that, people came afterwards to validate the story, like firemen, like the people that I saved from the basement. They were available months after. They started to come up and say, "What Willie Rodriguez is exactly what we experienced. What he's saying is what we went through." So it made it more stronger, and that is the problem. That after I had so many people corroborating the story, and people that I didn't know that were in different areas of the building saying the same thing, for the 9/11 commission to actually not even investigate that was criminalized.
で私はもう最初からそのことを言い続けてるわけですけども、それはその証言というのは時が経つにつれてさらに強くなりました。というのはそれ以外の私以外の消防士とか地下にいた人とか別の人が最初はそういうふうに言ってなかったのが、いや僕もそれを経験したっていうのをどんどんどんどん証拠が証言が増えていって、自分が知らない人もそういうことを私が言ってることを正しいと証明してくれてるから、
I can be a hero for them for one thing, but for telling the truth, it's like they don't want to hear it. Two different events.
で私はね、たくさんの人を救出、地下から救出しましたので、そのことでヒーロー扱いされたんだけども、でも政府そのことを、バケツのことに関しては言ってほしくない。ヒーローなんだけども、それに関しては彼をなんていうんですかね、証言してほしくない。
Actually, what you're saying about explosion was omitted from the
omitted from the final report. They didn't even investigate.
I made that.
I made the witnesses available、mm-hmm. and they didn't even call one single one of them.
で私は他の証言者を委員会にこの人を証言者として呼んでくださいって言ったのに委員会はそれを一つも承諾しませんでした、
mm-hmm. 人もニューヨークの消防署の中で爆発音を聞いたっていうことは言うことがタブーになってるっていう話を聞いたことです。それは事実。
Is it true in the firemen in New York who were in the World Trade Center, it's taboo to say they heard explosion?
It is taboo because、they're still working for the city and many of them、are afraid that it will affect, their、retirement and there is an internalpolicy or what they call a gag order、that established that any fireman or any policeman from 9/11 if somebody needs to talk about that it has to go through the Department of Communication of the、fire department not through them so they don't talk exactly they have that directive
ではいそれはその通りですというのは多くの人は今も消防署働いていますのでそれを喋ることによって、引退後の、ね、待遇とかあるいは社内の昇進とかそういう仕事にキャリアに関わるというふうに思われているからそのことについて喋るときにはコミュニケーションデパートメント
What is exactly the name of the department?
The communications department、yeah. of the fire department of New York,
the New York.
And the same thing the communications department for the Port Authority Police of New York and New Jersey、uh-huh.
でそのコミュニケーションデパートメントっていう、まあ、なんだろうなコミュニケーションに
That's how they control the message.
を通さないと発言できないようになっています誰も自由に発言できませんそこを通してインタビューに答えるときは必ずそこを通さないと自由にできないようになっていますそうすることによって、消防士からの証言を制限しているそれは警察も同じですポートオーソリティってありますよね、mm. あれもそうです
That's whyOn 9/11 right now, if you look at the pictures of CNN about the 9/11 anniversary, you didn't see any firemen talking about the event. You heard about the families of the firemen that died, but not the actual firemen talking about what happened.
で、例えば CNN を見るとね、たくさん消防士の家族の遺族は出てくるんだけど、実際の消防士が発言する、生き残った人。が出てきませんよね、うん、テレビよく見ててください出てくるのは死んだ亡くなった消防士の家族は出てくるけれどもそこに現場にいて爆発音を聞いたとかそういう消防士は一人も出てきません
ビルを破壊するぐらいの爆発なんだからすごく巨大なもんだと思うんだからこれ凄まじかったですその音とか
I would assume the church at the basement was to destroy the building I mean to destroy the
foundation the foundation
it must have been so big
well I have a person that was totally burned he survived uh-huh. I have other people that were burned in their backs
uh-huh. The building すごく大きかったと思いますっていうのはもう全身を焼けた人を助けましたからでその人は助かったんですけども命は助かったそれから頭剥げて黒焦げになってる人とかでそれはねビル全部じゃなくてその基礎部分を破壊するそういう爆薬だったと思います
The difference were like 6 seconds, you know, because I said, what the heck was that? What happened? Uh-huh. And when I went to react, you heard the impact on the top. There's two different things.
6 seconds.
Yeah, around 6 seconds. Like, you know, boom, and then you're like, what happened? And everyone's like, I don't know, what's going on? And all of a sudden we hear boom on the top.
で、6秒後ぐらいにボンって上だ。
Mm-hmm. And then,Remember that I worked in the building for 20 years.
Yeah, 私はもうあのビルで20年間働いてるんです。
And I know the difference of something coming from the basement and something coming really from the top.
それが地下から来るのか上から来るのかっていうその見分けはもちろんです。
The bottom one, the bottom explosion was immediate. It pushed us upwards. If the building got hit on the top,、uh-huh. why would I be on the jump on the air with an explosion on the basement?
Yeah, 自分は最初の爆発音の時は下からこういう衝撃が来たんです。
If the building got hit on the top, why the sprinkler system got activated on the basement? There's water all over in the basement and not on the other floors.
で、上に飛行機が突っ込んだ時にもうすでに下のスプリンクラーが回ってるんです。だから上にやったのにどうして地下のスプリンクラーが回って水浸しになってるんですか？そんなありえないでしょ？
The other question is, why the doors on the lobby for the elevator, for the passenger's elevator, were open like this from the bottom up? Uh-huh. If it's from the top, it should have been open like that. When I did that question for the 9/11 commission, later after they came out with the report, their answer was, and they put it as the official story, that when the plane went on the top, mm-hmm. it blew up and the ball of fire went down from through the center elevator, mm-hmm. tray elevator that goes all the way down to the basement. Mm-hmm. If that, and then when it went down, it spread.
I see.
That's the official story.
Uh-huh. You know?
If that is true, if that is true, then the elevator operator should have been burnt all over his body.
Yeah.
He's alive. Uh-huh. And he was one of the witnesses that I gave to the commission because he only broke his legs. Uh-huh. Because the elevator went down, but he should have been burnt, and he's not burnt.
What was his work?
He was the elevator operator, uh-huh. from the central elevator, uh-huh. the one that went all the way down.
エレベーターの運転手がいるんですよ。エレベートオペレーターの。もしそのその政府の発表がね、公式発表が正しいんだったらば、そこに巨大なファイアボールがいったから、そこの人は全員焼け死んでるはずなのに、彼は焼け、やけども、せずに生き残り、足を骨折しただけなんですね。そんなことありえないですよね。で、私は彼のことを承認として、救治地委員会に何度も言ったのに、採用されませんでした。
Did
you also hear? Did you also hear that there's an explosion from top?
Yes. Actually, that was when the building gets hit. The south tower gets hit by the other plane. We hear pa 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 pa, and the word we lost 65 on the radio, meaning that the 65 floor collapsed floor by floor by floor by floor up to the 44th floor. Mm-hmm. Again, but before that, as I went up the stairwells opening the doors with the fire department, we hear boom, boom in different areas, but on the third level from the 44th floor to the first floor. And what I said to the firemen was, what is those explosions? And they said, it may be the gas tanks uh-huh. on the kitchens. Uh-huh. But all the kitchens were electrical. So uh-huh. I said, what? No, impossible. This is a building that doesn't allow that. Uh-huh. So it didn't make any sense. But we heard it on the bottom. But when the other tower gets hit by the other plane...
You are in North Tower,
North
right?
North Tower.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah.
South Tower hit... South Tower. So that fireman's comment was from the South Tower?
あの、あれはやっぱ北タワーだって。北棟だって65階から45階まで順番にこう落ちてたって。でもその間にもそのビル前にいろんな場所で爆発がボンボンボンってあったんで、それに対して消防士はあの台所キッチンのねガスタンクが爆発引火して爆発したんじゃないかっていうふうに言ったんだけど、世界貿易センターのキッチンにはガスは使ってないんだって。全部電気なんだって。ああ、そうだ。それはありえないんだって。高層ビルだから全部電気なんだから。ガスはありえないって。そうマップだと火事が起きて
There was too much fire and melted the steel and collapsed like a pancake, right? That was the official story.
was after what I'm talking about. You see, that's supposed to be when the building collapsed completely. This was inside the building before it collapsed and before the South Tower collapsed.
Yeah.
That was an internal collapse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not enough, the whole building.
Uh-huh.
You see, there's a mismatch by them.
Uh-huh.
Because this happened inside while we were still there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
See?
So, from 65 to 45, you said?
To 44.
To 44.
Uh-huh.
あのね、全体のビルがね、崩れる前に65階から45階だけがね、先に崩れたんだって。So, 65 to 44 of the South Tower?
North
the
Tower.
North Tower collapsed. North Tower. And you were still there at that time.
There.
And North Tower remained.
It remained standing.
Remained. And the first
and
the South Tower collapsed first.
Yes. The South Tower fell first. Yes.
Yeah,
yes. But we're still there and we have an internal domino effect, pancaking inside,
yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
But the official story made the mistake saying that it pancaked when it fell down the building.
Yeah, right.
But it wasn't that way, you see?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And that's part of the
discrepancy.
The description there.
The official story はね、あの、上から順番にパンケーキだって言ったんだけども、そこで違いがあるのよ。彼が言ってるのは、その、まだサウスタワーが崩れる前に、北棟で65から44まで崩れたのよ、本当に。バンバンバンバンバン。そこにもだから先に爆薬が爆発しちゃったんじゃないかと思うんだけど、
上から崩れたんじゃなくても真ん中から崩れたんじゃないか。
So you're saying not from the top but 65 to 44
yes,
before
correct.
The collapse
before,
of the tower
correct.
It already collapsed
correct.
Was it in the commission report?
No.
No. でもその話はない、
no. It's not even on the NIST report.
じゃあお話から聞くと、じゃあ飛行機が墜落する前に爆発があったし、
Before the airplane hit, there was a bomb in the basement. But before the building collapsed, there was an explosion from 65 to 44.
Correct.
So that, why was it that they made a mistake about the timing?
That was the problem of synchronization. They should synchronize everything. And they did it. But at that time, who cares? Because it was such a disorientation, and everybody inside was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make any sense. And remember, only a few people survived from the rubble.
So you were one of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they expected us to die and never come out with these allegations. You see?
多分ね、その爆薬仕掛けのすごい急いでたと思うから、あの、時間的にミスしちゃったんじゃないかって。先に爆発しちゃったんじゃないかでね、彼が言うにはもう全員殺すつもりでやったんだから、その彼は瓦礫から救出されたわけ、地下のね、瓦礫から出てきた最後の人、
そう
だって彼はもう崩れ始めてもずっと人助けてたから逃げなかったのよ、だから瓦礫から救出された人なんだよ最後の。でもこういう人がいるっていうふうには、こういう人がいるっていうことは予想されてなかったわけよ、誰も生き残るとは。
あのロドリゲスさんはあの中に住めてたから、あの知ってると思うんだけど、あの事件が起こる前になんか異常になかったさ、例えばあの停電があったとか、なんか犬がなんか、
yeah.
あのとかで
連れてったとか。 Did you know before 911, prior to 911, did you notice anything unusual, like
no.
somebody?
Well, we were going through the whole transition because the building was sold to Silverstein.
Yeah.
And they were changing everybody around.
I see.
And
so you noticed that.
Yeah, there was a change of administration.
Uh-huh.
And we could see, like, what, for example, they removed all the trash cans from the lobby. They removed all the ashtrays from the building.
Silverstein cut down about 2 months ago, 6 months ago, was it?
What, Silverstein?
Yeah.
No.
6 months ago?
Almost a month before.
Month before, okay. Silverstein, ね、1ヶ月か2ヶ月前、1ヶ月って彼は言ってた、私2ヶ月だと思うんだけど、まあ、1ヶ月前変わってからね、アドミニストレーションがみんな変わったんだって。で、ビルの、その、リースとかそういうのが全部、いろんなのが変わって、灰皿とかゴミ箱の位置とかも全部取り除かれたりして、そういう変化がありましたと。There were there, 停電があったんだよね。Power out.
Oh, they asked so many times. Well, that was a normal thing.
Oh, I see.
Because twice a year,
yeah.
they will turn the power off to test the levels of water pumps and things like that. They will shut off building one first and then building two.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was when they shut off building one, they will send, like they always do it on a weekend. And then they will send the information to the tenants to shut off the computers because it was going to be a power down.
でもそれはノーマルなことだった
んですね。
年に2回ぐらいね、すべての電気を消して、そしてあの水のポンプとかそういうののレベルを調べたりするんだって。
でもね、それだけ火薬爆発、誰かが爆発したならば、事前に火薬をどっか仕掛けるでしょ。そういう気配はなかった。
But if the building had so many explosions, where in the food?You must have noticed something.
Not necessarily, because you have three shifts of workers.
I see.
You could have done it at night, from 12 at night to 11 at night to 7 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. which is when you have less workers supporting the building, and there was no tenants. So it made it easier to do it
during that day. 夜にやったら分かんないって。3つのシフトで働いてるんだけど、夜はすごい少なくって、しかもテナントもいないからね。昼間しか人がいないから、あのビルは。
Now if I wanted to go there and put explosives、mm-hmm. all I have to do, for example, is dress up like UPS or Federal Express、mm-hmm. like a mailman、mm-hmm. and bring boxes of a mail、mm-hmm. with bombs in there and just go to any floor at night and just put it anywhere I wanted. That's
easy. Can be done.
And I didn't even have to do that. I could leave the boxes on corners and nobody would touch the boxes because it's federal mail.
簡単なのはね、ウィークエンドとかにフェデラルエクスプレスの格好をして例えば中に爆薬を入れて置いとけば、それだけでも爆薬を置くこととか仕掛けることは簡単にできます。
Nobody will open the boxes to check what is in there, for example.
Or
it could be a construction worker at night、mm-hmm. and the elevator operator has the orders to bring those people to any floors that they wanted to be.So, you know, it's not surprising. And then, again, you don't even have to do it like that. Those are speculation. What you can do also is have somebody inside the building itself work around the clock and opening the false ceiling, you know, those tiles on the ceiling, move them up and just put an electronic charge on every other floor or every 16 floors.Every 16th floor, and that's it. And then, you know, you don't need that amount of explosive like they said on the commission. And not on the commission, on the answer that they gave, that what about explosives? Because they said to bring the building down, you needed a huge amount of pounds of explosives, unless, like Wayne Madsen says, unless it was a tactical weapon.A tactical weapon is a military weapon, explosive, that don't need to be that big and it will bring everything down. Like depleted uranium, for example, that will go through walls like nothing, like butter, things like that. So it could be a tactical weapon, who knows? I'm not an expert, that's why I said they still the expert, the military that has spoken, that you have many experts in the military, even a general has spoken about it. So, you know, it's something that they have to look into.
ビルを解体するのにそんなにたくさんの爆薬はいらないって、タクティカルだから戦術のほうかな、の兵器を使えば、例えば DU なんか使ったらね、すごい効果的にできるし、それは自分は専門家じゃないからわからないけれども、 16回に1個ぐらい仕掛けるだけでできるって、
Remember that they found the highest levels on the ground of mercury, of selenium.
Selenium とかね。Mercury はなんだ。Mercury ってなんだっけ。
It's radioactive. And when it's mixed with other stuff.
Mercury はなんだっけ。日本語で忘れちゃった。地下でそれが発見されたの。Seleniumは放射性物質ね。
It's
radioactive material.
Yeah, they have what they call chemical byproducts of radiation. Chemical byproducts of radiation. And when it's mixed, you know, it's very difficult to determine which of the product is there, because, like, for example, you have the computer screens, television set. You have tens of thousands in the building. They all blow up. That gas and the phosphorus, it has radiation.
Yeah, yeah. But the computer screen とかテレビとかそういうのが何千台もある。建物だから、それだって放射性物質使われてますよね。それが あの化学反応してあるのかもしれない。それがどこから来たかっていうのを直接
見つけるのが難しい。
それから蛍光灯もそうですよね。
That's gas, like the Japan there, Japan on the top, that gas there.And the fluorescent light will disperse and mix itself with other and create another byproduct of chemicals. That's why I say it's very difficult to determine which one, because everything got mixed up. And that's why so many people are dying right now because of exposure to those materials.
Now, many people are dying because of exposure to those materials. Do you have threat?
Me, yes.
By yeah. other people? Shut up and
yeah.
kill you?
Yeah. Well, there's a story on the internet that you can check where it tells you how they broke into my apartment. And everything was there, and they stole the computer because they wanted to take the data to whom I was communicating with and what I was talking about. Because I received hours before an email that Wayne Mattson, the writer, was being targeted by a group that wanted to kill him from the government. And I was like, oh my God, this could happen to anybody. So I sent it to 600 reporters. And within 2 hours, my apartment was broken in, and they stole that stuff. And it came out, and the police refused to investigate. How's that?
あのね、
彼の
いやインターネットでね、まあ、彼を政府が殺そうとしている人のリストを発表。Where the list coming from?
I'm sorry?
Where the list?
The email?
Yeah,
the email that I received came out from somebody that knows Wayne Mattson, the reporter. Wayne Mattson was a former National Security Agency agent. Wayne Mattson. He was at the rally.
Yeah?
Yeah, he spoke at the place. And he turned into a reporter, an investigative reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And he received somebody
so he, like,
that he knows. He was connected with the CIA, friends in the CIA.And somebody in the CIA called him that has never been wrong and told him, get out of your house now. There is a contract to kill somebody that uses the internet to talk about 9/11 and against the president. But it's vague enough. We don't know who, if it's you or anybody on the 9/11 movement. But it's, you know, it could apply to anybody. So he told him, get out of your house right now. And he went into hiding. So when I got the email, I sent it to everybody.
What's his name again?
Wayne Mattson.
Wayne Mattson という人、知ってますか？911ムーブメントの人、昔の国家安全、ナショナルセキュリティエージェンシーに働いてた人。だけどそれやめて、so he became a whistleblower?
He retired and became a writer.
彼はその NSA を辞めてから、ライターに、作家になった人なんです。
And somebody...
Wayne Mattson ね。で、彼が、ワーニングをくれたわけ。CIA とつながってるから、それで、911 ムーブメントに関わっていて大統領の悪口を言うような人はもう殺せっていう情報を得たんだって。でそれこれからでそれで彼の誰だか分かんないけどともかく今家から出ろって危ないから命が危ないからっていうんでその E メールを彼はそのムーブメント全員に送ったんだって。それで隠れたそしたらばその後家がブロークされてコンピューターだけ取られた。
I had a camera, a $5,000 television camera, right next to the computer. They didn't take it.
で、$5,000のカメラをコンピューターのすぐ隣に置いといたのに、それは取られなかった。コンピューターだけ取られた。で、それ彼は彼が誰とコミュニケートしてるかっていうのを調べたかった。
I called the police. The police came in and refused to investigate.
で、もちろん警察に FBI に電話したけれども、警察はその調査をするのを拒んだ。
誰だよ。
Who did it? するわけないじゃん。CIA?
FBI?
FBI?
Who knows? They took the computer, so they have all the information who I was communicating with. All the passwords and everything.
でもコンピューターは取られた。Yeah, Jimmy had the same
thing. Yeah.
Can you write down the name of the NSA guy?
Yeah.
Wayne Mattson.
You have internet here, so you can go on the internet now.
Mm-hmm.
You have wireless?
No. Well, it's not. Well, it's wireless, but I don't think it has a wave.
Yeah, you have here. You have internet.
Is it?
No, they asked me password. I don't have password.
No, no, I use the computer here. So there's
is it?
Free, yeah. There's free.
Which one?
You
other?
You have to look other.
No, not this one. Anyway, I don't have it. Tanya, Tiemba, J, they asked me password. I cannot use it.
Open
it. Yeah. Leak?
Leak.
They all ask passwords. Anyway, you're still in the radio show. It's okay. But anyway, your wife is not afraid?
She's very afraid. My mother is very afraid. My family is very afraid. Everybody close to me is very afraid. But I'm not going to stop. I have a mission. I have to do it.
私の家族とか私の奥さんとかみんな恐れています。何が起こるか。そのだけれども僕にはミッションがあって使命があって読めるわけにはいかない。
I have to be the voice, thank you. I have to be the voice for those friends that I lost, 200 friends. They cannot claim for justice. They cannot ask the answer.
私は200人の友達を失いました。200人の友達、その彼らは喋ることができません。彼らのために正義を回復しなきゃいけない。
And since I survived 9/11, the only way I can glorify the miracle that I'm alive is by doing what I have to do to get to the truth.
私が911をね、生き残って、そのことを、まあ、名あるものにするには今やってることをやって真実を明らかにすることによってしかこの911というのをより良いものにするチャンスというのはありません。
I was part of the lie because I remember they were taking me to the White House. They wanted me to run for politics. They were training me for politics because they said, well, this is the guy that we need for to gain the Latino vote, the Hispanic vote, because we want those 30 million voters there. So what better way than having Willy Rodriguez, who is a hero, who everybody loves him. He's always on TV. He has presence and charisma. Why let's use him? And I was like just part of the whole thing. I took training and everything until like the moment that I started asking questions. When I asked questions, everybody was like, And that's when I realized that I was being manipulated into the whole system.
私はね、あの911の事件の後、ヒーロー扱いをされてる、知ってるでしょ？大統領の写真撮ったりなんだりって。で、彼をね、あのラテン、まあ、システムの中に引き入れて政治家にしようっていう動きがあったんですよ。で、自分はトレーニング受けてたんですよ。でもそれから自分はシステムの中の、まあ、一部にされると思ったんじゃないの、それは後だな、あの質問をしたんですよ、いろんな、聞いちゃいけない質問を。そしたら向こうが急に警戒し始めて、でそれで私、僕はこのままじゃ利用されるだけだって思って、でそれを始めた。
They offered me everything and practically it was a way to buy me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a subtle way to say, okay, don't shake the water.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
But when you shake the water, then everybody just get nervous.
Yeah.
And that was happening.
As long as you're quiet,
as long as you're quiet,
difficult question, then you are part of the system and you have luxury life.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly what happened to you.
And I took the other way.
Yeah.
Even though I was even
thank
homeless.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have friends.
Yes, thank you.
Everywhere.
Thank you.